if you answered the telephone and somebody said, "Is this Mrs.?" You might say, "Yes, it's
Miss."
All right. Would you say it's me?
Yeah. More than that, I'd say yes. It's Miss.
All right. I am taller than my son is, so he isn't as tall as.
Yes, I am.
Or my husband is taller than I am, so I'm not as.
I'm
tall
not as tall as he is.
I'm not very good at this. He can do it better than.
He can do it better than me.
All right, talking about how far someone can go, walking, for mm-hmm. example, you'd say 2 miles is
the limit.
Well, 2 miles is something as he could go.
As far as he could go.
All right. Saying something belonging to someone, you'd say, I'd say, whose is this? You'd say, why, it's.
It belongs to my husband or something.
Well, talking
like
about, say this, it's your.
It's yours.
All right. If it belonged to both of us, it would be.
Ours.
If it belonged to your son-in-law and daughter, it's.
All of ours. My son-in-law and daughter's too.
It's their.
Theirs.
All right. Or if it was your husband's, it's his.
It's his too.
Or if it's your daughter's, it's hers.
Hers too.
Okay. We were talking yesterday just a little bit about the use of you all down here. If you had several people leaving your home, would you be likely to say to them something like, well, when you all coming back?
We wouldn't say when y'all coming back.
But now, would you ever say this just to one person?
No, I'd say, when are you coming back? When are you coming back?
As you just say y'all.
Yeah, but if there was two of them, I could say y'all.
Y'all come back.
Y'all come back, or y'all come to see us.
It's yours.
Do you ever hear them say, you alls? Now, for example, if you met a friend, say you met Mrs. somewhere, and you wanted to inquire
where have
about
you all
their
been?
Children. Well, this is a little bit different than that. If you wanted to ask about their children, would it be natural to you to say something like, how are you all's children?
No, you'd say, how are your children?
You wouldn't say,
are your children?
Children.
How are your children?
All right. If you went somewhere and Mr. went somewhere and you didn't, say to church, and you wanted to know the number, who the people were who were there, would you be likely to say, who all was there?
Who all were there?
All right, and would you ever say, who all's children were there?
No. Were their children with them or something like that? Or your children? No, were their children all there?
All right, now suppose he went to church and you didn't, and he came home and you wanted to know what the preacher had preached about and so forth. Would you ever say, what all did he say?
No, I'd say, I'd mostly say, where did he read, what was his text, so I could go read it.
I see.
Because I doubt him could tell me what the text was.
Would you ever use the expression, what all, though, as in, what all did he have to say?
Yeah, what did he have to say? And we generally, when we're coming from church, before we hardly get out in hauling distance, we would say, wasn't that a wonderful sermon? I hadn't heard that in a long time. I had never heard it explained like he explained it.
I see. Talking about this expression, what all. Now, if you said, what did he have to say? And then you said, what all did he have to say? Well, if you said, what all, would that mean you wanted a more detailed
explanation? Yeah, I'd want to know more, to let me know more about what he said, to get me, when I read the scripture, then I could piece it together and get it. It would be more, I don't know, he would give me more light on everything.
Well, talking about the what versus the what all.
Yeah, what all.
What all would be meaning you want more detail.
Yeah, I want more details about it.
What.
Yeah, that's right.
When you children are very small, you can take care of them yourself, but when they grow up, they've got to look out
for themselves.
If you have a child doing homework and maybe one of the parents